Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We're still in One Tree Hill, as we will be for a while. Still.
Indeed. Yes. Yes.
I mean, we're on the second half, but early on.
Yeah.
I like, again, because I haven't seen the last, I mean, like, three seasons, which really is, like, two and a half. I'm just like, how, like, there's still so has to happen between now and the end of six. I barely remember
what happens in, like, the last seasons.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know.
Well, then this episode's so funny because we have random return of a couple people that then apparently come back later and you're still like, what?
Yeah.
So, season 5, episode 11. You're going to need someone on your side. I didn't actually look up to see what song it was.
Oh, neither did I. Well, that's silly.
I don't know. I was just looking
at it. I always look at that. Here we go. Does it say?
It usually says. Who is the fastest? Morrissey. Ah, classic.
Yeah.
Morrissey. Yeah. So we start with Lucas doing some sort of voiceover and quoting Camus, so obviously I didn't listen.
Yeah, samesies.
As I was not listening and having a moment of me being like, yeah, I'm not even listening. Like, I was acknowledging to myself that I was not listening.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, no, Jen's not listening to this either.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's just like, as soon as Lucas started talking, I was like, I don't care. But then because it's like some... I guess it's meant to make him seem like he's smart because he's, like, quoting Camus. I'm like, ugh, whatever.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if I can, like, find it to see if it's actually remotely...
trying to do that as well.
Remotely relevant, but I feel like it's not. Just me already. Albert Camus once said, "Blessed are the hearts that can bend. They shall never be broken."
Cool.
Does that really have anything to do with this episode?
I don't know. I mean...
slightly.
Like, vaguely?
Whatever. Well, then he finishes the quote at the end of the episode,
which again,
I also was not listening to.
Same.
Nathan's sleeping on the couch. Mm-hmm. Lucas is writing. He has a moment of like, oh, I should have, like, cleaned up my mom's room for Nathan.
Yeah.
What's in there?
I mean, presumably still just, like, her bed.
And Nathan couldn't have just slept on her bed?
I don't know, man.
She's been gone for 4 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Or however many years.
Maybe, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I know. I just...
That's valid. That's an excellent
Something
question.
About Lucas still in, like, the childhood extra door to the outside bedroom as an adult with his fiance just, like, irks me so hard. And I don't know why.
That's fair. I mean, why wouldn't he just take his mom's room if that's basically his house now?
Exactly. Like, I just... Well, and even, like, she had had Lily, so, like, wouldn't there have been... Was she assuming that, like, he was gonna... He would have been gone when he was in call. Whatever.
Maybe Lucas has, like, using... Maybe Lucas is using her room for storage.
I guess. But even still, like, then that makes...
Maybe there's boxes everywhere.
Which I get. And that's probably what we're supposed to assume. But as someone who is a grown-up who has a live-in grown-up woman partner, grown-up any partner, wouldn't you guys have wanted to take, like, the primary bedroom that's probably bigger and, like, maybe has a different bathroom? You know, whatever. It's just stupid.
I mean, I think they also should have just, like, talked through their more permanent living situation now that they're, like, getting married.
Right?
Like, doesn't she live in New York?
And then, like, spent, like... Is she kind of like...
Does she have a place there? Like,
she must have some kind of apartment.
Right.
Because she goes back there. And we know she doesn't have family. Because her dad's dead. And I've never heard her mention anyone else, including friends.
True. So many unanswered questions. I mean, yeah, Haley's being her maid of honor. So, like, I guess she doesn't have friends.
That's... an excellent call out.
This is the problem sometimes with these shows, where the way they introduce these, like, quasi-secondary characters but don't flesh them out enough to, like, seem like real people.
And that's just it. All we needed was, like, three random girls to be like to come from New York,
right?
Or she's from Boston or whatever, right? So like a couple random New England girls to come down for this because it's the bachelor party and bachelorette party episode. And, like, only one of them would have to talk, so they wouldn't even have to pay the other two.
Right.
You know?
It's true.
Whatever.
It's true.
But yes,
makes me think of that episode of Friends where they're all sitting around in the apartment and somebody knocks on the door. And they, like, do, like, a little head count. And you're like, wait a minute. Because they don't have any other friends.
And they're so confused.
Yeah. Oh,
so good. But, yeah, so... Lindsay feels bad because Haley's planning her bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. And then I guess Lucas is planning his own because it's Lucas and why would he not?
Yeah, I guess.
Do that. So then they...
I thought Skills was planning his.
Well, it is, but then it really seems that like...
I know, it's
they
strange.
They kind of take over, whatever. But they decide to have the party in the same place, but not tell Nathan and Haley.
Yep.
Okay. And then... Lindsay makes some sort of comment about Lucas being bad because of this plan.
Oh, God, I ignored that.
I'm only mentioning it because it's awful, and if I had to watch it, everybody else has to listen to it.
That's fair.
And she's like, oh, you're bad. And then he's like, do you want to be bad with me? I was like...
Horrendous.
I was like, also, you guys aren't being bad. You're meddling in an unhelpful way.
Yeah.
But also you're still 22-year-old children, so I guess it makes sense.
Yes, true. True.
Oh, man.
So true.
Yeah. And then Haley's making Jamie breakfast.
Yeah.
And he again had a dream that he saw Grandpa Dan.
Yep.
For those of you that don't know, I'm not going to say this is foreshadowing. But it might be foreshadowing.
Yep.
And she makes like the smiley pancakes, and then Daddy's not coming home, so then he makes it a sad pancake.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sad bacon.
I know.
There were so many points. As... No wonder this kid didn't do anything else aside from this, because he acted his fucking heart out.
Right?
For however many seasons he's on the show.
Yeah.
And he probably has nothing left.
Right?
There's a couple points later where I was just like, I can't, like, this kid
this kid does a solid job. Like, yeah. His sad face is something else.
Man.
What happens next? Haley and Lindsay are talking about the bachelorette party. We see her talking to Haley, and she's like, oh, I just want it to be, like, low-key, like, just the girls. And then we go immediately to the river court with Lucas and Nathan, and Lucas is like, yeah, we're just gonna do, like, just the guys, like, at the house. Lindsay's gonna, like, clear out or whatever.
Yeah.
And by the house, this is, like, Nathan and Haley's house.
Yeah. Which also then is super weird, because I was like...
I thought that was so strange. I was like, okay, I guess? Like, what? Anyway.
Many questions later.
Yeah. And then we get Skills talking to Jamie at his apartment. Because he's, like, disappointed that it's going to be a joint party now.
Yeah.
And then Jamie starts telling him about this great party that he was at recently, which was obviously, like, a kid's birthday party, because it has, like, cotton candy and, like, a moon bounce, and I can't remember what else. He says, no, I do remember he says something about there was a donkey there. And then Skills says, disappointedly, I had a donkey on my list, too. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, Skills.
Okay. And then... Oh, Peyton comes by the river court to talk to Lucas. And it's basically just like, sorry, I was mean to Lindsay again, which she assumes that Lindsay told Lucas this, which she didn't.
Yeah.
Because he's like, what are you talking about?
But a little bit in his, like, smug Lucas way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, teasing smug, and which almost is worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Payne's like, oh, she's really great. And Lucas is like, I know. And then they, I don't know. They're all, ugh.
They kind of smile, and she horribly shoots the basketball. Yeah. And then they laugh, and you're like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh boy.
Yeah.
So
we gotta close up our breath.
Oh, that's right, yes. Millie and Brooke are talking about her and Owen.
Yeah.
And how that's going. And then Brooke asks how things are going with Mouth, which apparently good. He comes by every day with a little treat and gives her a kiss. Yeah. So then, of course, Mouth comes by with a bagel for Millie, and he has a coffee for Brooke. And that is when Brooke tells him that Rachel is back and the whole thing that happened in New York with her overdosing at the apartment, mm-hmm. and how Brooke, or how Rachel is now staying with Brooke in Tree Hill. And she's just like, oh, yeah, you should, like, visit her because she'd probably appreciate that. And then he leaves, but he doesn't kiss Millie goodbye this time.
Yeah. And Millie's like, oh. And I forgot that, like, Millie would have known Rachel.
Same.
Because obviously, like, even here, like, she's like, I get that, like, she didn't get her kiss, but she seemed more upset than I thought she should be.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then, like, later on, stuff happens again. And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They were in New York when everyone was in New York. And So, I took back my question and warranted her upsetness.
Oh, and then we get Dan getting out of prison.
Yeah. To, like, spooky music.
Yeah.
Which I understand, and not that I'm trying to defend Dan here, but, like, he's not some wild, crazy serial killer.
Right.
He has a... He's a very specific killer.
Yes. No, like,
he only ever hurts and attacks and or murders his family.
Right.
People very close to him. But it was just so like, ooh, he's getting out. And I was like, I mean, at this point also, like, even if I really thought he was that bad, I'm like, oh, he's not going to, he would never do anything to Jamie. Like,
right, absolutely. Obviously.
Never, ever.
No.
To the point where then I'm like, he's not actually going to ever do anything to Nathan and Haley.
No.
Maybe Lucas, but that's only because, like, Lucas clearly has been fighting against him this whole time.
Right.
And then everybody else is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least we think they're gone, because we still have not heard or Deb even be mentioned.
Right. Like, Deb is maybe the person who should be the most concerned about Dan getting out.
Exactly.
He might kill Deb.
Yeah. But yeah, so he is out and about.
Out and about. What happens next? Oh, Peyton comes by.
Yeah.
Or I guess she lives there.
Well, no, because she goes to Close Over Brook.
She goes to Close to Clover. Yes, yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if they were at the house or if they were. Yes. But she has, like, a massive envelope of cash for Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke's like, what the hell is this? Like, are you a drug dealer?
What, like, this is like, obviously, it's so she's like, oh, it's the money that, like, you loaned me for the record label and whatever.
Yeah.
And Brooke's like, no, like, this is way more. And she's like, well, no, like, it's twice as much because you're an investor somehow, blah, blah, whatever.
Right.
But she's just like, well, like, why did you give me a wad of cash? And Peyton's like, because it's more fun this way. Speaking of foreshadowing.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But they're not alone in the store.
They are not. This is when Lindsay comes out in a wedding dress.
That Brooke is making.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awkward. But Peyton's nice to her, so. Yep.
And that's when Lindsay tells the girls that, like, oh, they're going to have this, like,
right, the joint
secret,
party.
Not so secret joint party.
Mm-hmm. And Brooke's all like, I love this idea. Because, of course, she does.
Yeah. She likes the scheming and the hijinks.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, this kind of getting people back together sort of
way. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we go to Party City with Skills and Jamie. At least I'm assuming it's a Party City. Something like that.
That's what
it's
not like.
A party store.
Yeah.
But Jamie sees this family there, like, playing Rock Band together.
Yeah.
And he asks Skills if, like, both his parents are going to be there.
Yeah.
And Skills is like, yes, but don't tell them that.
Yeah.
Secret. Yeah. And, like, Jamie wants to play Rock Band at the party. And they're just cute. Like, they're just adorable.
And Skills puts, like, a ship wheel? Like a...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like a... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. I can't even, like, think of what it was called. But he, like, puts it in the cart with Jamie as if this clearly, like, the most obvious party supply that they should be buying.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Good times.
Yep.
We spend a lot of time in stores.
We do.
This episode.
Yeah, we really do. Because then we go to Macy's where Lucas and Lindsay are. Which, like, okay, question.
I have it written down right here.
This is just a Macy's in Tree Hill.
So far it hasn't seemed that they have such a type of a place, but apparently they do.
Either way, it would be like, if it's not Tree Hill, it's whatever closest larger city is there.
Yeah. And everyone just happens to be there.
I have questions later.
Yeah.
We'll put a pin in that question for now. Anyway, they're, like, marking things for their gift registry, and Brooke and Owen are there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't find out why Brooke and Owen are there right yet, do we?
I don't know. Because...
I didn't catch it.
Yeah, and, like, first I was distracted, because I was like, what do they need to register? They have an entire house already. That's where I
register for all of their gifts anyway.
I know. And then there was some, like, they were kissing, and then Brooke shows up, and she's like, oh my god, like, they're doing PDA in the mall. Like, we should do PDA in the mall. So then, like, he, like, super kisses her, mm-hmm. and I was just kind of distracted by that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, Bevan shows up.
Oh my god.
So I was just super distracted.
Yes. So, okay, this is hilarious because, oh my god. Because, I mean, every scene with Bevan is always hilarious. Yes. But, like... So, first she does, like, a Raven's cheer at them. And they're just, like, looking at her, like, what is happening in this Macy's right now?
And Lindsay is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, Lindsay and Owen are just,
They're like, who is this girl? So then she starts telling them about how she got a job and had a baby. And, like, her son, Nathan, shows them the picture. And you realize that Tim's her baby daddy.
I can tell that Brooke is like, what?
Yeah.
And Bevan, like, keeps talking over all of them. Because, like, even Brooke went to be like, oh, hey, Bevan. She's like, yeah, so this is my story. And, like, I did this and then I did these things. And then she's like, oh, my God, Lucas and Brooke, you're getting married. Like, that's so exciting. But I totally thought you were going to marry Peyton.
Yeah.
And everyone is just standing there going, And then she asks about Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, oh my god, just catastrophe.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Love Bevan. Oh boy. So that segues into us going to the house where Rachel is, like, up on that little balcony that they have.
Yeah.
On the roof, or, like, not the roof, but, like, the upstairs balcony.
Yeah.
And, like, her and Peyton are just talking, like, you know.
Something, you know, Peyton was trying to, like, connect with her and be like, oh, man, you know, when I came back, I just didn't know what I was doing, but Brooke believed in me. Which, like, yes, I'm getting, I'm supposed to care about this, but I just don't.
And it was just and that, also, like, wildly different situations. Like, you come back from L.A., just like not sure what you're doing with your life, but like,
Because you're 22.
right, but Rachel's here like full blown detoxing because she's an addict. These are different things. Anyway.
That was the only other thing I think, or is it, does that happen later with Brooke and, oh yeah, I think it happens right after Brooke and Owen just talking about Rachel.
Yes. Yeah, because after that we go immediately back to Macy's
Right.
and he's asking about Rachel. And like she thinks she's strong enough to stay sober. He hopes so, blah blah blah. This is when they run into Victoria.
Yes.
So this is my question.
I think, okay, I'm gonna, I have some thoughts. In regards to our first question prior, I think there's like a hot second, maybe when Brooke and Owen run into Lindsay and Lucas, that she says that she's here for her Macy's meeting. Think possibly. Could be absolutely not, but I think.
I thought they just like ran into each other at Macy's, 'cause like whatever, I mean that can happen.
Well, and that's a, they ran into each other at Macy's, but I
Yeah.
think Brooke and Owen are there for the meeting.
Right.
But then, and this is the Macy's meeting that we talked about like however many episodes ago, and
Right.
obviously forgot about because we didn't actually think it was like a deal. But then, yeah, so I guess they were just like, my true question is, if she was having a meeting with Macy's, why is it with
Macy's
rural North
Treeville?
Carolina?
Why isn't she going to New York for this meeting?
Yeah.
Right.
And then to the point where
This is
then.
where my this is what it took me because I if she said something about the Macy's meeting earlier in the episode, I missed it. And I was
Yeah,
so it took me like I felt like my brain was lagging when they ran into Victoria and she was talking about the meeting because I was like I actually had a split second where I was like, wait, are they in New York? And I was like, no, they're not in New York. They just ran into Lucas and Lindsay. And then I was like, what is happening?
yeah. And I think that's why Brooke is slightly more done up than normal and has that really bad hair.
Okay.
'Cause it's like more done
Right.
than normal. And that's the only conclusion that I was able to get to.
Yeah. So, because what I gathered was Victoria bumped the meeting up without telling Brooke.
But like, why didn't she move him back to New York?
Right.
That's definitely what happened. Victoria purposely moved the meeting and
Yes.
didn't tell Brooke, and then did her super condescending, well, you didn't need to be there anyway,
Yeah.
and you had no, you would have had nothing to say, and blah blah.
Yeah.
You're dumb, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she says, well, she ends up saying to her, you're dismissed. Go play. It's what you do best.
Yeah.
Which is like, Jesus. Which is when Owen is like, you don't deserve that. Like, how can you be partners with somebody who treats you that way? Like,
Yeah.
that's not a partnership.
And
That's not good.
it just gets worse this episode.
Oh, it gets so bad.
And like, I don't totally, always, I say this 17 times an episode, I don't totally remember what happens.
Me neither.
But like, it's rough in this
It's
episode.
extremely extreme.
And again, like, it's just, like, I get what they're trying to, like, I understand what they're trying to do. But like, this is even like Victoria's on like a different level even than when Dan is being
Right.
mean and manipulative
Yes.
because he's trying to get like an outcome that he wants or
Right.
whatever. But Victoria's literally just being
A
a
monster?
cruel human
Yeah.
for no reason.
For no reason.
Like she already basically has the company. She doesn't need to. She could just kind of tell Brooke to go away, you know, but like
Right.
she's just mean
Right.
to many people.
Oh my God. It's a
Yeah.
lot.
Yeah. I think Lucas brings Jamie home.
Oh yes, 'cause he gives his
Ugh.
pages to Haley to read before he hands them over to Lindsay because he's like not sure yet or
Oh yeah, 'cause,
something.
and Lindsay had been asking while they were in
Yes.
Macy's for like,
Yep.
she needs pages, she needs pages.
Yeah.
Does he end up publishing a second book?
I don't remember.
Right?
Yeah.
Or does it just... Does everyone just get distracted with what happens and then neither of them have jobs?
I don't know. Like, sincerely do not remember at all.
Because, like, when they drive away, like, where are they going? Do they have jobs?
Unclear. Unclear. Who the hell knows? I mean, maybe he does. Like, that would make more sense.
Right?
I don't know, man.
We'll have to wait till next season to find out.
Yep. I was also distracted here, though, because Haley was like, I was your first editor. And I was like, actually, I think Glenda was.
Correct.
Anyway. So then... Oh, yes. Brooke lets Peyton know that she got her date for the party.
Yeah.
It's one of Owen's friends.
Yeah.
And Peyton's like, why are you doing this to me? And Brooke's like, listen, it's gonna look classy and like you're over it. So like, just do it. So Peyton's like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to... Oh, Brooke talks to Rachel then. Because she's just telling her, like, they'll be back early. Like, she'd invite her, but, like, she's still, you know. and Rachel's like, yeah, no, it's cool. Like, I want to get back to work. And she talks about going back to model for Clothes Over Bros, which is when Brooke is like, actually what I meant is maybe you could work the retail side of things at the store.
Yeah.
And, like, to be fair, Brooke has a point here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. About the model lifestyle. Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. Poor Rachel. Also, though, she seems like so okay being a week out from ODing.
Well, and... Yes. There was one moment of Brooke and Owen in Macy's.
Yes.
Because obviously he keeps asking, and he's like, oh, you know, like, I know that I was kind of a little overbearing when I said things, whatever. But at some point, Brooke was saying, like, no, she's doing really well. Like, it's been good, but it's been really gross.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so, like, that's it.
Yeah, that's the only reference we have to...
Any sort of...
The very horrific process of detoxing.
Yeah.
From drugs.
Heroin. The only way that you can tell that, like, she's been through anything is Rachel doesn't have makeup on.
Right. Because I'm like, here's the thing. Like, I don't actually know how long it takes a person to...
Yeah.
Like, get off of that and...
Yeah.
Not have withdrawal symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd think you'd still be craving it.
Yeah.
Even once you're past the worst of, like, the sick part of it.
Well, because you would have... The sick part is just the body's physical reaction.
Right.
You're still going to have that mental...
Yeah.
Desire and need for it.
Right.
And just the... You know, like, smokers still, like, need something in their hand. Like, it's... Yes. You know, because, like, you still... There's so much more to it.
Yeah.
After the first... like, biologic reaction.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. But you can tell she's, like, disappointed by what Brooke is saying. Yeah. But, like, it makes sense.
Right.
So. Oh, Rachel and the rest of this episode.
Yeah. Man. Ugh, then we get this scene.
I just want... Is it here? Because we don't see... No, because... Okay. So at this point, when Brooke is telling Peyton that, like, she's going to go with...
Mm-hmm.
Or no. Is it... Oh, no. I think it's later once they realize who the friend is.
Right.
Just because there's something with Rachel and, like, a another moment of foreshadowing.
Oh, okay.
With the envelope.
Ah.
But I think that's
later. Oh, yes. I think that's later. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, no. First, we get to see Dan at this sporting goods store.
Yes.
Buying a basketball.
Yep.
For Jamie. For his grandson. And, like...
And the cashier hitting on him?
Yes. She just, out of nowhere, starts hitting on him. And I'm like, what's happening here?
Well, and, like, the best part is, like, obviously, you know, this person does not even come up in the new people because she doesn't even have a picture on IMDb.
No.
I don't fully understand the point of this because even we do see her and Dan later.
Yes.
And even that, like, as much as it's more of, like, a Dan thing.
Yeah.
There's, like, no point to this.
No. There's no point to this at all.
Because, like, even just everything that happens right here, like, oh, no, like, it's actually for my grandson. And even, okay, fine, she flirted and was like, oh, you know, you didn't, because I thought that's what it was going to be. Like, something, you know, he would just kind of make some sort of comment about, like, oh, I haven't been around, you know, I've been away or something.
Right.
But then, no, it's just like, when are you going to pick me up?
Which, like, listen. What? In what universe is this happening?
You mean people just haven't hit on you when you were... buying basketballs?
Nope.
Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I should buy more basketballs.
Anyway, whatever. It's fine. I was like, ew, the whole time.
Yes. Well, because, like, Dan kind of has that, like, he has a, you know, a goatee, prison, floppy hair.
Yeah, he looks like he's in a biker gang.
And even she kind of was, like, a little trashy looking. And just... yeah. It's a scene, anyways.
Anyways. Yeah. Yes. Millie comes by to see Mouth and ask if he's going to see Rachel, which he is.
Yeah.
And this is when we are reminded that Millie knows Rachel.
Yes.
Because she was around in New York when Rachel was doing her party thing.
Yes.
And once got Millie to watch the bathroom door while she did some things with some guys.
Yeah.
But Mouth is basically like, you don't know her like I know her. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Millie's upset. But also I'm like, she is Mouth's friend.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he's going to go see her.
Yeah. And, like, I get why she's... And, again, at first I was like, oh, she's just, like, super jealous because it's a girl. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Like, she does know Rachel. So it's more so that she's worried about Mouth with Rachel. But then she knows kind of that there is some sort of history. But it's, like, as much as, yes, Mouth... There were points where Mouth wanted to get with Rachel. It was definitely, like, just never about that.
Right.
To the extent that she might think it is. I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So then we get to the party with Lucas and Nathan. And this is when Lucas is like, so, like, Haley's going to be there. And Nathan's like, yeah, I figured, because
it's
always metal.
Well, I love that he flat out says that. Like, we're,
that's, straight up says it. He's like, yeah, you metal and everything. I figured this was happening. And I was like, that's so good.
But also, it's at his house.
Yes.
Like, I know. Was he, like, so confused as Lucas was driving casually into that neighborhood and, like, oh, where are we going? Oh, I don't know. Like,
yeah. Please. Like, why would it, what reason would they have for having the party, for having the bachelor party at that house?
If it weren't for the fact. The only thing that made sense was if, with the girls being there.
Correct.
Because of Jamie and Jamie going to bed.
Right. But like, hey, Nathan, let's use the house that you're not currently living in for my bachelor party because that makes sense.
And there's also way too many people. Just even when they're rolling up, like there's a bunch of
Right.
people in the driveway.
Yep.
There's already so many people inside. Like at what point was Haley given the like surprise, like the Lucas's party's gonna be here too, aka Nathan's
Right?
gonna be here, like
Yeah.
whatever.
Anyway. Okay, it's so funny because when we read the like synopsis for this, I couldn't remember how this played out, and I thought they ended up at like the same bar or something.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't that make way more sense?
Even if it was still like, oh, we have to get home to Jamie or like something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of stupid.
I agree. But I do think it's funny that Nathan was straight up like, yeah, you're a meddler.
Oh, that was
So,
my
obviously.
absolute favorite part.
And Nathan's like, I just want to see Haley though, so I actually don't care. Okay, and this is when Owen shows up at Brooks with his friend, who happens to be Chase.
Like clean teen Chase.
Yep. Yep, it's really funny.
Oh, and I love that, like, because like Rachel's there too, so like her and Peyton and Brooke,
Yep.
they're all just like,
Yep. So funny. And Peyton and Rachel think it's hilarious. Like, they are highly entertained by this.
yeah.
Yep.
Well, like, cause, like
And
with.
this is where Brooke tells Peyton, if you hook up with Chase,
Oh, yeah.
you're taking a cab home. And Peyton's like, well, then you're paying for it, and grabs the envelope of cash and pulls some cash out.
Yeah, so we now know that the giant envelope of money that had to have been a substantial amount, even if it wasn't doubled because she was investing in a record label,
Correct.
is just
Just sitting out
sitting
there.
on the shelf.
Yep.
So,
Cool. Good job, team.
maybe remember that for later. And there's like a hot second where we go back to Haley seeing Nathan and
Yes.
Lucas and being like, obviously.
Right.
Oh, but then they're all in the car.
Oh my God, yeah. I love how it got to the point of them being in the car before anyone decided to say anything about what was happening.
Because Owen is like, "What is happening?"
Yeah. Well, and then it's so funny the way that Chase like tells him, because he's
Yeah.
like, you remember that girl that I was always talking to you about? Like, and he's like, do you remember her name?
Well, because Owen's, because you, yeah, Owen says like, oh, like the, you know, the fake virginity chick that you lost your
Yeah.
virginity to. And she's like, yeah, do you remember her name?
Yeah. And he's like, come on, what?
Well, like
So
there's a
funny.
moment just a little bit later when they're like walking up,
Yeah.
and even Chase is like, dude, I told you, like, she was in, like, she was going to like New York, whatever, to do her own fashion line. Like, you, how did you not put us put it
Yeah.
together? And Owen's like, I know.
I mean, truly,
Oh,
truly,
man.
my guy. Oh, too funny.
Yeah.
What happens next?
People are
They
playing
go to the
Rock
party, yeah.
Band. Haley and Nathan are like kind of talking to each other. Jamie's like, can we play a song all together? And that's when Haley like kind of hardcore blows him off.
Yeah.
And it's just like, go play with your dad, it's fine, like, blah blah, like, and then says to Nathan, like, we can talk later, and just like walks away, and Jamie's just like, who?
Well, he's like, I meant all of us. And Nathan's like, yeah, I know. And he just looks so sad.
Yeah.
Because then Skills offers to
Yeah.
play with him. And Jamie just like sadly takes off his little guitar.
Oh, I know.
Poor little guy.
Yeah.
Oh yes, and then we go to the apartment, like Rachel's all like gotten herself fancy looking
Yeah.
for her mouth to come over.
Well, like for a mo like a moment, I was like, "Oh my God, is she having like a party?"
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but then she lets it's just mouth coming
Yeah,
over to see her.
cause yeah, she, like, and that's the whole like she looks more like the, you
The
know,
Rachel
quote
we
unquote like
know.
normal Rachel,
Yeah.
like very done up,
Yeah.
and like not obviously beautiful, but just in a like from going from like no makeup, supposed detox to full face. And I was just oh no. But yeah. It's for mouth, which is fine.
It's for mouth, yeah.
Although she has ulterior motives.
She does have ulterior motives. But yeah, they're just kind of like talking, and he's like talking about how he had to sleep with his boss to keep his job. And then Rachel says something about being like a little bit jealous of everyone's success. And I'm like, girl, you're 22. It's okay.
And like, what, aside from Brooke.
Right.
And I guess technically Lucas.
Right.
What success are we talking about?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess Mouth is doing decently at his job, but like it's a normal amount of.
And it's still his like first job out of
right
university. Peyton.
And like Haley's teaching, which is good, but like, again, it's her first year of teaching.
And it's not some like, I think it's just like, it's they're all their first jobs. They're just doing what mm-hmm. they're doing. It's not like it's some huge, massive.
Right. And like, yeah, Peyton's had a break with Mia and like, that's cool.
But that just happened.
But it's one artist.
Yeah. Yeah, but whatever, Rachel. I get it.
And Nathan currently...
is doing nothing.
Right.
So...
whatever.
Yeah.
This is when she starts to come on to him.
Yeah. It's awkward.
It is awkward. Because she's, like, trying to, like, basically climb into his lap.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do this.
But it's so... and, like, again, it's he's also just, like, saying, like, the best...
I know. He's so sweet.
...stuff. And
yeah.
And just, like, oh. Because he says, like, no, like, how does he put it? Like, the reason... like, you have to figure out how to be... not, like, figure out how to be happy with yourself.
No, but it's just it was, the, like, you need to, like, let go of, like... whatever it is that makes you think you're not good enough.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, even, like, from the beginning of their relationship, right? Like...
yeah.
She's always had this sense of not being good enough and, like, having done all the plastic surgery and all of that. And, like, you know, he's just, like, you need to figure that out if you want to
yeah, because, like, you are good enough. Better. You can do all of these things, but you yeah. don't see it.
Yeah.
So... yeah.
Yeah. So he leaves to go to the bachelorette party, and then Rachel sees a text from someone inviting her to a party.
In South Beach.
In South Beach, yeah. Yeah.
So then we start to worry.
Yes.
But little do we know that that's not actually
nope.
what we should have been worrying about.
Nope, not even a little.
Oh, and then Brooke and Owen go to check yeah. on Davey.
So cute.
Well, of course, because he's, like, looking at a picture of, like, him and Haley and Nathan. And
yeah.
Brooke's like, those are the two people that love you the most in the world, except for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he asks if Owen is her boyfriend, and she's like, well, like, you're the only guy that matters to me or something like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, Owen comes over, and he's like, oh, man, like, I owe you one, like... you're the reason that I got another chance with Brooke.
Yeah.
And he mentions the whole, like, what's under those clothes, Brooke Davis? And then...
yeah.
Jamie's like, so did you find out?
Yeah. And Brooke and Owen are both like, oh my god.
And it's so cute because realistically, he doesn't get it.
No.
And, like, it's just so cute.
It's so cute. It really, really is. Yeah, it's adorable. I loved it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Too funny.
Lucas and Haley have a moment.
Oh, right.
And
this
just...
is also when Haley says that she expected this kind of setup from them. Because,
yeah.
again, everyone is aware that Lucas doesn't know how to mind his own business.
Yeah. Also, she does point out, she does say Lucas and Lindsay.
Yes.
So, which I think is more so just important for possibly the last line of the episode.
Well, yes, because they have this whole thing too of her being like, you picked the right person to spend the rest of your life with. And him pointedly being like, you did too.
And of course, you're like obviously slightly more focused on her and Nathan because
Correct. Correct.
number one, that's more important, and obviously, it's all we
Yes.
care about.
Yes.
But yes, Haley says, you have picked the right person to spend the rest of your life with. Let's say this is 7 p.m. Just for the notes for later. This part I definitely didn't remember. This whole Haley situation.
Right? Let me tell you, I was shocked at the end of this episode.
Same. Because obviously we know stuff happens in the next episode. Because the wedding is the next episode, I think.
Yeah, like genuinely just like,
Yeah.
holy shit at the end of this episode. Anyway, before we get there, we have Chase and Peyton talking to each other. And him, like, kind of teasingly being like, I did always find you cute in high school.
Yeah.
Like, and then he's just like asking if she's still in love with Lucas. And it's like a whole thing. But then he kisses her. And
Yeah.
Peyton's like, what was that for? And he was like, Lucas was watching, which
Ooh.
he was. And he does not look happy. And
Nope.
I'm like, bro, this is your bachelor party. You are getting married imminently.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, oh yes, Mouth arrives at the party. Millie does a silly little like spraying him with silly string, or wacky string as they're calling it.
Ah, yes. There must be some kind of
There must have been some kind of like copyright
trademark
problem, right?
situation.
Like trademark
Because
situation? Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
where I
oh yeah,
assumed
silly
first
string. And then
trademark.
she's like, oh, wacky string. And I was like, wait, do we call it silly string?
I had this moment too where I was like, is this like a difference between.
Yeah.
But silly string just rolls off the tongue so much
Right?
better
Yeah.
that I feel like that must be the actual like trademarked name.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was weird.
Yeah. Don't know. I feel like they. Oh, because she's just like, oh, you went to talk to Rachel, and like, you should be more sensitive to me, and like,
Right.
when you're going to like spend time with an ex model, blah, blah, blah. All very valid points. I just didn't care in the moment.
Well, and like, I don't know, like, are they valid points?
I mean, no, because we know Mouth, and we know that he went there with zero sexual intentions.
He went because Rachel is his friend and has always been his friend.
And is a drug addict and recovering.
Right.
And he went to check on her.
Right. Very normal thing to do.
Yep. It's not Lucas, Brooke, Peyton situations. It's
No.
just
And
like
like,
it would be Mouth and Brooke, like.
how long have Mouth and Millie even been dating at this point?
I mean, not that long.
Right. So like, I don't know. I was like, man,
Yeah.
I no.
I definitely was kind of bothered with Millie this episode. Just in a, like, do you not know Mouth at all?
Right.
Kind of way.
Right. Like, do you not trust him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. There's a little scene with Brooke and Owen. She's like sitting in his lap. They're eating cake.
Oh, yeah.
He's telling her some story about a birthday cake his mom made for him that wasn't what he wanted and it was embarrassing. And Brooke's like, yeah, my mom never would have even done anything remotely like that. She just threw her credit card at me. Which I guess we just get that set up so that for the next scene.
Oh, yeah.
Victoria arrives at the house, calls Rachel a junkie right off the bat.
Yep, her and Peyton are vermin.
Yep. My God. Victoria says the most god-awful things to Rachel.
Yeah.
Like, that she's going to relapse and, like, it's going to cost her friends all this money and, like, she's going to hurt them and why, like, basically, why are you even bothering trying?
Yeah. I convinced her to cut you loose once. I can do it again.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're pathetic. And the sad thing is, you're going to lie to yourself long enough to hurt the people who still give a damn. Why don't you think of them before you relapse and waste all their time and money? I mean, let's be honest. You can't beat this thing, and deep down inside, you know it, don't you?
Like.
Yeah. Because even Rachel's like, Brooke believes in me. And you can just tell, like, Rachel just, like, breaking on the inside.
Well, yes, because obviously yeah. there's the anxiety in the back of your head of, like, can I actually do this?
Yep.
Especially, like, hi, she's, like, a week out from ODing?
Yeah.
Like, sure, get her in her, like, absolute most vulnerable state.
Yep.
Tell her all of her worst fears are true.
Yeah. And Victoria does it with just... her words just spill out with malice. Like...
like, she might as well just hand her a needle and a spoon.
And to be honest, like, it's... I almost... like, I wouldn't have been surprised had she done that.
Right.
Like, that's the way she speaks to her.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. It was rough.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Skills takes Jamie and, like, so they have one of those bouncy things.
Yeah.
And he, like, tosses Jamie inside with Junk and Fergie and they're, like, bouncing him around in there. So cute. Hilly comes over doing her, like, concerned mom routine.
And then...
and then Skills gives her some truth.
Her.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of really liked it.
Yeah, me too. I loved it. I love Skills. I was like, yeah, man. You tell her exactly how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was... ooh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I have the two. Because, again, she's like, oh, you have to be easy, whatever. Look, Haley, I don't want to disrespect because I know you and Nathan are going through some things right now. But I never lost sight on how little that boy is. Actually, I'm amazed how little he is because his heart is so big. You know, today all he wanted to do was make sure y'all was a whole family again. And that's what today meant to him. And if you hadn't noticed, I just think y'all are one of those... that have lost sight of things and you're just like, oh
yep.
And that's what it is, because again, obviously, like, we're always like team Haley and Haley whatever, but the whole, like, she's keeps blowing him off and then it's like, oh my god, like, you guys are being too rough, and it's like, no, you're the one who hasn't been paying attention. It was just like,
yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
And he does it in such a, like, I don't know, in that, like, really good, like, Skills way that he has.
Well,
of, like...
so, like, we just went from Victoria.
Yeah.
Just destroying Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
In a way of kind of, like, calling her out.
Mm-hmm.
And here, Skills is absolutely calling Haley out.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't feel like that. Like, I don't...
no.
You're not mad. You're not... nope. You're not mad at either, like...
yeah, so he's not even judging her for it. He's just saying, like... you
no.
need to look at this situation again.
Yeah. And, like, of all the people, like, you couldn't have believed for a true second that Skills would have ever let anything happen to Jamie.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Lucas and Lindsay have, like, oh, you're
going
to
be
Mrs. Scott. Oh, I'm not going to, I got to take your last name. Oh, I don't know. Which, thankfully, is only a transition.
Yes.
To check in on Nathan and Haley.
Yes. Yep, it's only there so that they could be like, do you think our plan is working? And then we see that Nathan and Haley are talking.
Except it's also kind of crushing.
It's honestly horrible. And also just like, I don't know. I feel like she's not being fair to him. But anyway.
Yeah, it's a little like, woe is me styles.
Because Nathan is trying to apologize to her.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you shouldn't have to apologize for who you are. Like, I knew who you were when I married you, and I've been trying to change you, and that was wrong. And I'm like, did you, though? Like...
Yeah. That's not...
That's not how it happened.
Nathan hasn't been that person since kind of before he met you.
Right.
At this point, like...
Yeah. Like, since they got together. Forget since they got married.
Yeah. And, like, the only ever time that she's learned stuff in regards to, you know, Nathan kind of being
right
out there with girls and whatever, was all things that had happened before.
Right.
Nathan has never done anything.
Nope.
During.
Nope.
And that's what she makes it seem like. It's just like, oh, like, you're just, this is just who you are. And like, and it is like this apologetic thing, or same thing, right? Like, she's not attacking him. She's just like, I was trying to change you and I shouldn't have. So I'm done trying to do that. But then, like, you listen to the words and you're like, wait.
Right.
No, this is
no,
not...
incorrect.
This is not right.
No. Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And then we go out to Jamie's room with Skills and Chester.
It's so cute because Jamie's just like holding this little bunny Chester. And Skills is so cute because he's thanking him for like all of his help with the party, right? Because like obviously he's taken all of Jamie's ideas from the cool party he attended and just like turned it into this party. It's so cute. Like they even had cotton candy.
Yeah.
And he's like asking if Skills wants to hold Chester, and Skills like, oh no, no. Like he's full blown scared of this bunny. And Jamie thinks it's hilarious.
And like, cause like the bunny is actually like a pretty substantial bunny. And like,
it is. It's a pretty good size.
And he's like clearly holding it. Like, I feel like those, you know, they probably had so many wranglers and like.
Oh yeah, like they put this bunny in this kid's arms, and we're like, okay, don't move.
And cause like the bunny was doing pretty good, but like its feet kept like
its
wiggling.
Oh
my god. Oh, I loved it so much. But then yeah, he's like, do you want to pet him? And then he like pretends to like, oh, you know. Like,
yeah. It's so funny.
So good.
Oh, they're so cute. I love those two.
Yep. I know that Brooke is trying to find her jacket and her and Chase talk. I have zero idea as to what they talked about because I did not pay attention.
I don't think they really talk about much. I think they just talk a little bit about like their lives.
Yeah.
Like we find out that Chase is currently a carpet salesman, saving up for pilot lessons. That's what we get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he just, like, asks about Owen, and, like, Owen's a good guy, and blah, 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 and then he helps around with her coat, and that's it.
Cool.
Nothing really happens.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I did hear all of the next scene.
The next conversation? With Lucas and Lindsay laying in the bouncy castle?
Now, I'm not gonna lie, like, I hope that, like, ghosts and spirit are a thing. And, like, maybe people run into each other.
Yeah.
And, like, if I ever go, I'm absolutely haunting the fuck out of people. I mean, not necessarily, like, mean haunting, but I'm going to check in on things. All that kind of stuff, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, in this situation, this was just revolting.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, because it's all, she's all, like... What do you think my dad and your Uncle Keith would be, like, talking about if they were, like, having drinks together, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they'd be best friends, blah, 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 and talk, oh.
Yeah.
And again, we love Keith. This is not dumb. The issue is Lucas and Keith. That, like, Lucas is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just, like, not even, like, get over it, but just, like, oh, my God, like, I don't know. It was just, I just couldn't.
Yeah,
too much.
I agree. I agree. Wholeheartedly, 100%.
Yep.
Not a vibe.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep.
We
Oh, Mouth and Millie kind of like makeup sort of, I guess.
Yeah, he kisses her and says something about like it's the best part of his day.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all fine.
The end.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Skills and Jamie are like reading a book together when Haley comes up.
Yeah.
So cute. And then she thanks him basically for, you know, everything. Totally. Saying what he was saying.
Yeah.
And like they have like a nice hug, so
yeah.
So like this is what I love about this is like he calls her out for everything, but like it's done with such
a good heart.
From such a good place. Yeah. Like he does it because he cares about her and he cares about their family and like she knows that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I just love their relationship.
Yeah.
Which
goes back, like remember when they were on the roof and they were like
yeah
in the Breakfast Club episode or whatever and like she was pregnant and, like, scared about this. And, like, he had his, like, scholarship thing. They didn't know. And it was, like, which, again, like, it's weird for them to be friends. But, like, it totally makes sense. And, like, it's just, it's good to have that kind of other person. And, like, yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love them. Yep. Oh, yeah. After the party, it's, like, Peyton and Chase are just, like, walking together. They're talking. I don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Just that she ends up kissing him and he's like, what's that for? And she's like, because Brooke was looking. So the same like thing that anyway. Oh, and then Jamie and Nathan are like sitting together in Jamie's bed like before he goes to bed and Jamie's asking if he's gonna be there in the morning and he's like no. I can't remember how he puts it, something about like I can't remember how he puts it. Oh, daddy's on a timeout right now. That's how he puts it.
Well, because Jamie says, like, oh, like, because, like, mommy won't let you come back or whatever. And he's like, no, no, no. Like, this isn't about mommy. Yeah. She is the best mommy.
Yeah.
I'm in a timeout.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh.
And then Haley's, like, overheard this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, because, like, you know, I think he's... So, Jamie's like, well, like, I hope you get to come home soon, like, too. And he's like, oh, I hope so, too. And you're just like,
oh. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then that's when Brooke and Peyton realize
that the Rachel's money not at home and the money's gone.
Yep.
Which, like, extremely stupid move to leave that much cash.
Well, like, just in general.
Just in general. Just in general.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But also extra stupid to do it.
Because it had to have been, like, what, $20,000? I don't know.
I don't know. It had to be a lot.
Yeah.
But also extra stupid move to do it around someone who's a recovering, recently recovering addict.
Yeah, like, not recovered, but, like... recovering, like, yeah. Ugh. And then so then this is when we get Dan and the cashier again.
Oh god.
And they're clearly post-coital. And like only at this point is she's like, ew, so what's your story? And you're like, maybe you should have asked that before beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that he's just like, I just got out of jail for killing my brother.
And she's like, haha.
Well, and then she's like, haha, like, did you do it? And he's like, yes.
And she just... you can see her, like,
She doesn't, like, fully, like, recoil or, like, freak out, but she's just kind of like,
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Brooke's gone to the store because I'm guessing she's like kind of upset that Rachel took the money and left.
So yeah,
she's working like, on Lindsay's gown.
Working on Lindsay's gown, yeah. And Victoria's there.
Yeah,
because of course she is.
Yep.
And
that's when we learn that, that's when Brooke learns that Victoria was at the house.
Yes.
And immediately was like, "What did you do?
Yeah, what did you say to her?" And is, like, straight up, like, stay away from my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Victoria does this like really manipulative thing where she tells Brooke that she's too emotional for business and she needs to remove it from the business side of things. And that's why she wasn't at the meeting. Basically, like, you'd need me for that. And Brooke's like, where were you when I was growing up? Like, what
Well,
are you
because
doing here now?
even then she like throws that back in her face. She's like, oh, like cheerleader, school president, like grow up, like who cares? Stop being childish. And you're like, you are not listening, like you are not listening.
Well, because then she
Oh.
pulls out that Brooke earned her help and Rachel hadn't earned Brooke's help. And that's when Brooke is finally like, you're not supposed to earn your mother's help or her love. Like, that's supposed to be unconditional.
Yep.
And then she fires her.
And she's like, I'm not an employee, like, I'm your mother. And Brooke is just like, you're fired. And I obviously don't totally remember. In my head, this is my guessing into the future. Because I feel like something happens with Victoria and the company.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because in my. Well, what I thought was going to happen was I thought that like Victoria kind of takes the company or like the magazine or something, but then like Brooke still has the store and like designs clothes and stuff or like starts a new line maybe or something.
Yeah, I don't remember because I know when Victoria says, I'm not an employee, I'm your mother, I was kind of like, she's probably not an employee. She must be a partner.
What and I thought is she gonna Well, and in that
And I
moment, I thought she
wondered
was going to
how
be
that.
like, oh, like, I'm not an employee. Like, I'm a board member. I'm a 50% like, stakeholder,
That's what I'm wondering
51%
is
or
like, what
whatever.
is her stake in the company
Yeah,
versus
so I feel
Brooke's
like
stake in the
something
company?
happens
Yes, I
with the
agree.
company in some sort of way where, like, Brooke relinquishes some of it to Victoria to make her finally go away, but then definitely still has the store throughout the rest, or at least for sure. Through the end of season six. Because stuff happens at the store. But yeah, so. Still questions, but I was like, okay, at least we're finally here.
And then we get our Lucas voiceover again. Going back to the quote from the beginning of the episode, except he says something about, like, I don't know. If hearts don't break, how can they ever heal or something? I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Something is struggling, I don't know.
If there's no breaking, there's no healing. If there's no healing, there's no learning. If there's no learning, then there's no struggle. Blah, blah, blah. Struggle's part of life. Nah, nah, nah.
So must all hearts be broken? And that's when we see Haley reading the story.
So yes, so then this voiceover, I'm assuming, is what's in his pages. That's how it seemed to me.
That's what I thought, but then like it's also just being like, what kind of stupid book is this where in the book he's saying, Albert Camus once said, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, Lucas is a stupid, pretentious book. But yeah, that's also what I assumed was that this somehow was part of the book. And Haley's clearly affected by it. And she picks up her phone and calls someone. Then we see Brooke come home, sad, and her and Peyton hug. Then we see Lucas pick up the phone. And that's when we realize that Haley has called him. Not Nathan. Because I think there's supposed to be a moment of like, you're like, oh, is she calling Nathan to like. But she's calling Lucas.
She needs to talk to him. And she says, you can't marry Lindsay. And I was like, what? I did not remember this at all.
Yeah, like in my head, so like the wedding, I think it's the next episode, I'm pretty sure. And I
I think so
mean,
too.
not that we know what happens, but I think in my head, Lindsay makes a choice.
Correct.
And again, maybe it's because like Peyton's at the wedding, or like, I don't know, like just the million things that
Well,
have already happened at this
now
point.
I'm like, does Lindsay read this? Like, does Haley give Lindsay the pages?
Maybe.
Because there's obviously something in there that made Haley go, no, bro, you can't marry this woman.
Yeah. And because I feel like it's not like a confrontational thing. I feel like she just...
I think she just dips.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure.
So I just have even more questions now.
Yeah, same.
As to how she ends up deciding to dip. So, I mean, yeah. Hey, it took a while, but I'm in it.
Same. Save yourself, girl.
So that's literally how it ends, and you're just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't have anybody new, aside from the scary cashier.
Yep.
Or the scared cashier.
Yep.
We have the return of Bevan for a hot second.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Return of Bevan Chase.
And Tim. Oh my god.
For more than a hot second.
It's still only for a hot second.
I think. Yeah, I think so.
I think this is Chase's return, and perhaps there's a re-return.
A re-return.
And the re-return is the part that we definitely didn't know, but that I for sure didn't know this either, so yeah. I don't know. Rachel's gone.
Yep.
For an amount of time. At some point, Rachel and Chase come back.
Yep, that is correct. All of that is correct.
And I feel like I understand maybe why Rachel comes back, but I have no idea why Chase comes back.
Yeah, I also don't remember why Chase comes back.
And, like, substantially. Like, this, like...
Oh, I know. Like, he's this a good episode, chunk of it.
This episode totally makes sense. Haha, it's Chase. Fun, cute, great.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that he's still going to be in, like, multiple seasons, all of the episode, what? Whatever. I mean, hey, we'll get there. It'll still be a surprise for all of us.
We will.
Because we just don't know why.
Yeah.
Who did you have as most annoying?
I had Victoria.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Just because, like, God, she's so manipulative, and I hate it so much. Like, she's just, like, she's manipulative in that, like, really horrible, irritating way.
Yeah.
Like, not just with Rachel, but also that whole thing with moving the Macy's meeting. Like, it's just, ugh, get out of here. You're the worst.
Yeah.
Who did you have?
Well, I think I was, like... And you know those times when, like, Dan's like that, and then we didn't pick Dan because you're just like, oh, like, that's Dan?
Yes.
Like, in my head, that's like, fair. This was just so above and beyond.
Yeah.
That it wasn't even that it was annoying, because it was, like, appalling.
I mean, that's the thing, is that I almost didn't pick Victoria for that reason, because it's not really annoying so much as it's, yes, appalling, exactly.
Well, but then, so, like, my other choice was that I kind of was, like, flipping between Millie and Haley.
That's fair. That's absolutely
only
fair.
Only because...
Yep.
Same thing, right? Like, we knew, like, Millie actually was kind of being annoying, because I'm like,
she was a bit.
You don't know what's
going
on.
That's true. Yeah.
And then, like, agreed. Haley kind of was, because she kept brushing off Jamie.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, if Skills has to come in and school you, like, you're late to the situation here. Like, you've missed something if he's stepping in and being like, yo.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So, I kind of had
those are totally fair answers.
I kind of had the Millie Haley situation.
Valid. Absolutely valid.
Did you have a song of the episode?
I didn't really have a particular song, although it was funny because I was like, as I was watching it, I was like, I know some of these songs. And then I was looking up the songs and I was like, do I though?
Same. Because like at the end, there's a Ryan Adams song that I definitely didn't know. There's a Gavin DeGraw song at one point.
Yep.
I mean, to be fair, I probably only know the Gavin DeGraw song.
Yeah.
And then... There's Ballroom Blitz, so, like, yes. I kind of want to pick that one.
I know, same.
It was Ballroom Blitz, and it was, like, set up a bit more. And then there's the Lupe Fiasco Superstar song, which I definitely recognized.
Yeah.
And then again,
I also recognize the OK Go song.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I just kind of, like, landed on Ballroom Blitz just because...
Honestly, that's the one that I kind of landed... Yeah.
It's like, when was the last time I watched Wayne's World? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
And then it's the wedding the next day.
Oof.
Oh,
what?
No, I'm in the little thing, it says, like, Lindsay's realization. So my speculation is incorrect. It is slightly more confrontational than expected. Or at least more hoopla than expected. And then something happens.
Oh,
so
yes,
yeah. So either way, the next episode is a big one.
Oh, stuff's going down in the next episode.
Big things happen.
Everything's happening next episode. Holy smokes. Big things happen.
Yeah.
All the things are happening.
Yes.
I'm next very excited episode. Now. Okay, the next episode is like literally all the things I remember from this season.
Right? Absolutely. 100%.
I didn't realize they happened all in one episode.
Yeah. Yep.
Madness.
So yeah. Somebody's gonna leave and maybe somebody comes back.
Yep.
Ooh. you're definitely gonna wanna tune in and sure. We'll see you next week.
Bye. You know my, you know my, you know my.